Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of April 6, 2021, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Very happy to be back here with the guys to talk about some News AF this week. Let's welcome in a man who is wearing a striking black Nature with Tyson baseball cap. Mm-hmm. This baseball season.
Here's you can Tyson wear it backward or for. You can wear it backward or forward.
Whoa.
Yeah.
According cool. to some.
Yeah.
According to some, not to all, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I've had this for a while. I just haven't worn the black hat on the feed for some reason. But mm-hmm. we have the green, which was our first, the red, which was our second, and the black. We might try navy blue next or something. You know, the sky's the limit here. Well, within the realm of what the manufacturer actually
yes.
produces.
Okay, Liv is asking for a sideways demo.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. See that.
Yeah. I can okay. see that.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Is there any color you won't do?
White. White. No, I mean, I can do a white hat, but white discolors so quickly with like the sweat lines and everything that I, that's the color I would avoid, because even like putting your hat on with your hands on it, fingerprints and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. But I like all colors, and
maroon,
all colors. Yeah, I like maroon. Maroon's a great color.
No.
You wouldn't wear a maroon hat?
No.
I have a maroon hat. I have multiple maroon hats, I think.
And I never see you wear them, so they must not be your favorite.
Should I go get one on right now?
Maybe you should.
There was one I used to wear all the time. I'll wear one next week.
Okay.
All right.
And you don't think I'll wear a maroon hat? Come on. I was born to wear every single color of the spectrum, bro.
Of course, a man with us with no hat because
no
he's
hat.
Still damp from taking
still
a shower.
Still damp. That's right. I'd like to do this podcast when still
moist.
Damp.
Yeah.
Slightly moist.
Danny Bryson.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up?
Danny,
not much.
How are you?
Pretty good. I passed my test yesterday. I am now an official helicopter pilot.
Dude, congratulations.
Not a safe one. Not one you might want to fly with, but I can legally
yes.
now. Fly that chopper
or in. Crash it. Either one, you're legal to
or,
do.
Yeah, crash land that chopper. Either yeah. way, I can take it up into the sky. Exciting.
Yes.
Or I not. You don't
no one
have
would
to take
me,
it up.
But I could get up there.
Nobody will insure you?
I don't think so. But the school, I had to buy insurance. Mm-hmm. I bought the minimum and then luckily got through the schooling without having to use it.
Nice.
Does anybody ever not buy the minimum insurance?
Yeah, I mean, my instructor was encouraging me to buy more. I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm not going to survive this. Liz is going to be the one that has to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
And if you never would have gotten married in the first place and just pretended like you were married the whole time, which is exactly the same as being married, then she also wouldn't be liable for any of it when you do crash. That actually might be a smarter route for her, is for you guys to get divorced but still maintain your relationship exactly
yeah.
as is. And then when you obviously cause some mass destruction somewhere at someone
She's
else's
protected.
Cost.
She's protected. What are they going to take, though? I don't really have much.
Your house.
My Subaru. I don't own my house.
It's not in your name?
No.
Okay.
So my car. My car is the only thing in my name.
And it's a Subaru?
And it's a Subaru.
I didn't know we were brew brothers.
So take my brew, bro. I don't even care.
Yeah. Wow. What brew do you have?
I got the Outback. Should we team up and do brew pitchers like in the mountains?
I didn't know you had a Subaru again.
Wow. Yeah.
When did this happen?
What a bonding experience we're having right now over Subarus.
Wow. I have a Crosstrek, the first edition Crosstrek from like 2014, I think.
I've owned my brew, my most recent brew, for like 3 years now.
I bet you have way more miles on it than mine.
Yeah, I think I just crossed the 60,000 mile
threshold. Ooh, we're about tied.
But every mile of pure joy so far.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with my brew other than if you don't get the tires rotated and balanced every once in a while, then you have to buy four tires every time.
Yeah, the tire thing's a scam. Have you ever has anyone ever had a tires like last 60,000 miles? Not according to my mechanic. Every time after 30,000, he's like, wow, I can't. Yeah, this isn't safe anymore. Look, take the head of a penny or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, everyone says their tires and I get them rotated, but I've never seen tires last 60,000 miles. What a lie. Mm-hmm. Biggest scam out there. Hmm. Not the biggest.
I don't think so. I actually think it's true with the all-wheel drives. The tires have to be the same size.
I know that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying when you buy new tires and they tout them as having some long lifespan, that's a lie.
Don't. Yeah.
I thought about making a documentary about my tires, not like a real full-on, but like take pictures every single day, document rotations, I'm taking care of them, just to prove that they never last longer than like 30,000 miles.
And what's stopping you from doing this? Slothfulness?
Oh, total, just lazy. I'm so lazy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a great story.
Oh, I was going to say,
let's hear it.
If you're just joining us, this is the Subaru sofa where we're talking all Subaru.
The Brew Bros.
Yes.
Yeah, the Brew Bro. That actually is a really good Subaru one. Okay, story, Tyson.
Yeah.
You just oversold it.
No, I didn't oversell it.
Okay. All right.
I'm just moving away from the Brew Bros talk into we went to my in-laws for Easter. Mm-hmm. And Rachel goes into the garage. Well, I'm going to start somewhere else.
Okay.
So they moved here from California a long time ago.
Yes.
And they had this antique piece of furniture. It's like this hutch, this bookcase thing that with like glass doors on it and stuff. It's all got nice molding and stuff on it, but it didn't fit in their house. They didn't like the way it looked in their house. So they were saving it for somebody who did like the look of it. And Rachel and I, when we moved to Arizona, they were like, do you want this? We didn't have very much furniture to put in our rental. So we took it and we put it up there. Then when we moved into our new house, it had sat in my in-law's garage for like 5 years and they were just like, my father-in-law wanted to get rid of it at all costs. And, my mother-in-law would not say goodbye to it.
Okay.
So, then when we moved into our new house here and brought it with us, Rachel was like, it doesn't fit in our new house. I don't like the look of it in here. And it's like an antique wood look to it. So we sell it on Facebook Marketplace for like $50 to an antique flipper. So they are an antique shop. They come in, they buy it, they move it, they do everything. And we're just like, good riddance, it's out of here. And we had checked with everybody in the family, make sure nobody else wanted it first, et cetera, all that stuff. So this is like a year ago that we sold it. Rachel and I are at her parents' house. Rachel goes into the garage to get some drinks out of the garage fridge. And there is the hutch in the garage again. Her mom had gone to the antique store, saw it, and bought it back.
Did she not remember?
She remembered.
Okay.
They painted it white. It looks really bad. And
who painted it white? The antique store or?
The antique store trying to refinish it.
Okay.
Apparently, it had been committed to be sold a couple times. And then there's no doors on it now. It's like broken worse than it was before and painted white. Even the hardware is all painted white. And I was like, this story is so awesome. I have to share it on my podcast.
Did she pay?
I was begging her to tell me how much she paid for it, and she would not. And predictions in the family are in the $300 to $500 range.
Oh my God, dude.
And I love this story so much because it's not, my father-in-law still hates it. She then ordered new doors for it because they trashed the old glass doors. So she's getting replicas of the new doors made. And it's so awesome.
She probably wants to be buried in this thing.
And this is like so, like, so my mother-in-law. Like, this is like her just like lighting cash on fire.
Yeah.
And then just like being stoked on it. And so I'm going to find out how much she paid, but it's going to take me a little while.
No matter what, it's too much. Do her a favor and just smash it to pieces.
Well,
help her move on.
My father-in-law would probably pay me double what she paid just to smash it. Yeah.
Yeah, this is my question. This is from OMG-based God. Does she know it was the exact one and not a... Okay. So it's not like, oh, I had one like just like this and I missed it.
Loved it. Yeah.
She knew it was the exact one and the antique store claimed to give her a discount because she had been the previous owner of it. She went in, she saw it all painted white. I don't know if she necessarily loved the white on it. I hate it. It's like this chalky white. It like it rubs off on your fingers and stuff. It's like terrible paint job. And she maybe just saw the potential of it or something, but it's old and rickety. Mm-hmm. The bottom isn't balanced. When it stands up against the wall, it leans away from the wall like it's going to tip over on someone's face. And she knows, but it like came with less than it started with. And when the antique guy took it out of our house, it broke in half the way he was lifting it. So like we were just like, come on, guys. Yeah, it's such a beautiful story. And the only thing is I could not get her to, I begged her to tell me how much she paid for it.
You know, I wish I could love something as much as your mother-in-law loves this bookcase.
Like,
how would you, it would be just, it goes away. You search. I just imagine her going to each and every antique shop.
No, she wasn't searching. She was just the antique shop.
She went right to it. She had the information. Yeah.
No, she didn't have the information. She just showed up there to do some browsing, saw it, and took
it. Even better.
Yeah.
It's like some cosmic connection.
Don't let her go back in. She's got a problem.
We're all aware of that.
Yeah.
And so this is so great. And I have to... DePete says it sounds like a china cabinet. They are in two parts, but the parts were tacked together. Mm-hmm. And when they lifted it, the top part like folded over and whatever was holding the two parts together snapped.
Yeah.
And so anyways, that's one of my Easter stories.
Yes.
And
well, it's a great story, Tyson. Really, it's a story. They say that if you love something, let it go. And if it comes back to you, it'll last forever. And I think that this is a great example.
Even if you pay extra for it to come back.
Mm-hmm. Especially
if
you pay extra.
Because I feel like if you're paying something to come back to you, then how can you ever know if that's true love?
I mean, Tyson, in some ways, I feel like that this is a very fitting Easter story. It is a story
after
of
three
a resurrection.
Days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A death and a resurrection.
Yeah. Yeah. That is true. And
hope springs anew.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I never thought of it that way, but this will be the Easter story I share with my in-laws from now on.
Story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a true miracle.
It really is a true miracle. Praises be.
Mm-hmm. Did you say you had multiple Easter stories, Tyson?
Probably, but that was my best one.
That was the top one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, keep us posted on the details as they come in.
Yeah, I'm sure Danny has an Easter story.
I don't, but I do have a St. Patrick's Day story. Remember how I was giving St. Patrick's Day all these kudos because it didn't require anything?
Oh,
I'm sitting there, St. Patrick's Day Eve, and my wife goes, okay, what are we going to set up for the leprechaun trap? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you talking about? It's like, oh, I just don't, what are we going to set out? What kind of mischief will the leprechaun have? Like, no, why?
Leprechaun on a shelf? Yeah. Is that a thing?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know why that they're trying to make St. Patrick's Day into the next Easter or Christmas where there's like there's gifts and stuff like that.
Dude, it never ends. It's just
Easter morphed into Christmas. Easter has morphed into Christmas where there's lots of presents and stuff because I think when I was a child growing up in Easter, you got like candy.
Right.
And that was it.
And St. Patrick's Day, they're trying to make it into the next Easter.
It's so true. I got, my kids were setting up leprechaun traps. I had to find, I said, I'm not doing this. If you want to start this, that's fine, but I'm not participating.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Danny, do you know what happened at my house? My wife had to go around and like do all of the sorts of like different mischief that had been done, perpetrated by quote unquote the leprechaun. That there was she had to flush like all the, or she put all this green glitter in the toilet. And then my kids woke up like, oh my God, did you see what happened to the toilet, Dad?
The leprechaun took a dump.
Yeah.
The thing is, these holidays made sense back in the days when everybody lived in dire poverty and they like needed something to look forward to and live for. Mm-hmm. And like they would get some kind of doll made out of sticks that was like the highlight of their youth.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't need all of these holidays with all of their gifts and all of this. It's like we're being suckered into spending money on the stupidest stuff. And it really is bothering me. It's like St. Patrick's Day was ruined.
Yeah.
Why can't it just be dye the river green and everybody drinks themselves into a stupor? Like,
and
that's
then you
what
get
it
to pinch
to
any. You could. Well, because we used to be able to pinch anybody who wasn't wearing green.
Oh, yeah. Now. The pinchy thing was fine. I didn't mind that. The green.
Yeah, but you can't do
green.
Pinching anymore, dude. Are you kidding me? Can you imagine going to junior high and pinching somebody that wasn't wearing green? And then it's just.
Yeah,
it probably
right.
was never
assault.
Appropriate. Yeah, it was never appropriate,
assault.
But we didn't mind just pinching
Maybe a
the
pinching
shit
app
out of people.
Could be created. But yeah, I remember pinching a lot of pinching bruises. That was kind of like violent. But that's fine. That's what St. Patrick's Day is all about.
I mean, it's the spirit of the Irish,
yes,
right?
It's just these holidays used to mean something, and now they're all bleeding into one. They're all headed towards Christmas. Like, that's where they're all going.
Mm-hmm.
And a quick trajectory into that. Just terrible, terrible event.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah. Man.
So anyway, there you go. Let's move on to the news.
Okay. Well,
sure. Happy things in the news.
It is great to be back with you after last week's Wives of News AF special that. It was we got very positive reviews all across the board. But I just want to give everybody some assurance that we are not replacing the panel. Okay.
Is that going to be disappointing to some?
Perhaps, but I just want to put you both at ease.
Whew. Oh, you were doing that for Danny
up
and
until
myself.
Now, that's the only thing I wanted to know.
Oh my goodness! I mean, what would I do with this hour? Play pickleball? Danny, a lot of people did want to know if you listened to the podcast that our wives did. And if you did, how do you feel about Liz divulging some personal information?
I knew she would. I knew she would.
We all knew she would. And that was why we wanted her. And that's why we wanted her to do it.
She can't stop talking because talking, like a lot of people, I think that's how you overcome any kind of social awkwardness in a tense situation is just to talk and hope that's some kind of like, you know, smooths it all over. And so, she kept talking and divulging, which by the way, she never says disparage, none of the stuff. She was worried that I'd be offended by some of the things. I'm not, none of it was disparaging. She never says anything like that about me. So no, it was great. She really enjoyed it. And it didn't get too bad, but she was like, I feel like I said too much.
And I'm people and, in the chat are saying that Liz is a legend.
Well,
Rachel, after she got done, was like, Liz was the star of that thing.
Because she would not stop talking.
Correct.
The one thing I did notice listening to it was that Nicole actually has a very good podcast moderator. Like,
do you know why? She's persona. Married to one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It must have just been like wearing off on her, because I was like, wow, she sounds, I mean, she could replace Rob.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a carried away, Danny.
Danny.
Nicole has been on the podcast for 10 years, you know, or 11 years now, where, you know, she does the podcast with me. She just gets bored. She doesn't like doing it that much. You know, she's not going to be doing like 7 podcasts a week.
Well, she's picked up quite a bit, because the minute I heard her talking, I'm like, oh, wow. It's actually, she's pretty good at that.
Yeah. So, but it was very fun. All right. But, okay. So on to the news for this week. Look, bad news, everybody. Ketchup shortage is here. We are in
That's okay
the ketchup
for me.
Drought.
So you're saying buy ketchup now and sell it at an elevated price.
Start hoarding the ketchup.
Why?
It's the new toilet paper.
What happened?
The toilet paper at 20. Yeah, 21.
You know what I think it is? So, well, first, supply chain problems. That's a big one. Issues on the supply chain. But I think it's too many people are doing takeout. And then they give you ketchup with the takeout.
Ketchup packets. Yeah, it's saying ketchup packets. And they're always way too generous.
Yeah,
I don't need
too many.
150 ketchup packets for one thing of fries.
And then because everybody's on the Uber Eats or whatever, and now, guess what? Now there's no more ketchup. So we have to switch to ranch, Tyson.
That's even worse.
It makes Heinz's move to all those other weird, mysterious sauces. Yes.
They're
it makes more
it.
Sense
it's
now.
It's like these like shady cocaine.
They're
dealers.
Thinning it out. Yeah,
we don't really need that much cocaine. What else?
Put some flour in there.
Get me some
cutting
ranch.
Ketchup with cranch.
Get me some sriracha.
Yeah,
it makes sense. They saw this coming. They got ahead of it, and now they've got other sauces available for your dipping pleasure.
Yeah. Well, ketchup.
So don't despair.
Sauces.
Here we go, guys.
Yes.
Sloth terrarium. We invent a mechanism that you can pour a cranch into, and it separates the ketchup and ranch again. And this may be the future of ketchup, is having to buy sauces that claim to have some ketchup in them,
so
put them in the separator machine.
You put in your cranch, and then what is it, like a centrifuge? That
yeah, it's a centrifuge.
10,000 miles an hour.
Whatever it takes to separate. Yep. And then it puts the ketchup, probably just like a teaspoon of ketchup in one, and then like 4 liters
ranch
of ranch.
Yeah.
And then,
That's pretty good. We got to simplify it, though. A centrifuge, you're not going to take that to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Something you put it in your pocket.
No, you sell the industrial stainless steel centrifuges to the restaurants, and then you have a pocket centrifuge that you can take with you to the restaurants. But also, you advertise like we have cranch ketchup derived from cranch, and some people like that because maybe there's still a hint of aftertaste of cranch, but not so much to make you vomit.
You know what I just realized? A lot of us are sitting on a gold mine. How many of us have a junk drawer filled with ketchup packets?
So
now's the time to turn
my grandma's purses. You could go through all
those
of her
out
purses
and put them up on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you'll
not
be...
yet hold we're
we'll
in a
hold
holding
a little,
pattern right
a little
now
bit longer.
Diamond hands ketchup.
Just hold. I'll tell you all when to sell, okay? But right now we're holding ketchup.
Yes. Should, perhaps now, this is where let's take it to the next level. All right. Should all of the retail ketchup packet holders get together and now sell them to the big boys? Specifically Bob's Big Boys. No. Because listen to this. Danny, how much do you think Long John Silver has had to pay extra for ketchup this year?
Is this a real number or am I just throwing
this
out?
This is from the news article I'm looking at. Long John Silver has had to pay this much more for increased ketchup packets.
500,000.
That's right. That is exactly right.
Nice.
500,000.
And you know why?
Why?
The political shift, dude. And all these stimulus checks, they got to make up their money somewhere. There's a new catch-up tax, maybe.
I don't think so.
I don't know, dude.
I haven't read all of the infrastructure bill or any of the other bills, but it could be in there.
Yeah.
The place to get ketchup now is the black, the dark web. That's probably the main supplier of ketchup right now. Everyone's just emptying their junk drawers.
You think ketchup heists are going to start happening on the regular?
Yeah, like the syrup. Remember the maple syrup
and
heists? Those were real things. Yeah. And the cheese. Why not ketchup?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about, can we turn tomato sauce into ketchup?
Yeah, with the centrifuge, that will do that too.
You know
this
what?
Mechanism that we're inventing is going to have a lot of applications to make ketchup.
Well, what is ketchup? Like a little vinegar, a little tomato stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tomato paste and
salt.
Yeah.
Salt, maybe sugar? Does it have sugar?
Yeah, it has sugar. A bunch of sugar.
Probably corn syrup at this point.
Yeah.
So the Texas Roadhouse, they use 55 million ounces of ketchup. I feel like at some point we should switch that to gallons. No?
Yeah.
I went to Texas Roadhouse last night and denied the offer for ketchup. And now
I'm regretting
it. How many
peanut shells did you throw on the ground?
None, because that's gross. I don't like the peanut thing.
Well,
also, I didn't see any peanuts, but when they offered me ketchup for my fries,
did you say you didn't see any peanuts?
Yeah, I don't remember seeing anyone.
I heard differently. Is there a peanut shortage? Salt?
Well, maybe they're not letting people do the peanut thing anymore.
I'm going to tell you
something. I don't really see anything.
Yes.
Salted shelled peanuts are one of the only regular impulse buys I make at the grocery store.
Really?
Yeah.
So much work and so much
mess. I know,
mess.
But they're so fun to sit out in the backyard and just like mow through half a bag and feel like you're getting a great deal because you only spent a dollar on 30 pounds of peanuts rather than $17 on 10 peanuts at the baseball stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they slow you down. It's a lot of work to get into that instead of just like mindlessly snacking on something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like it, and I think they taste different than just buying regular salted peanuts in a can. So,
by the way, this is not a tragedy.
What?
There are lots of dipping sauces.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me,
Danny,
some are
for you personally.
What do you prefer instead of ketchup?
Like last night, okay, I turned down the ketchup because I had ranch there to dip in. Fries.
Oh, gross.
It's You're dipping best, fries in ranch?
Work. Yes, it does work.
And are you doing that? You prefer that to ketchup?
You know, at the time, it seemed like the right choice. Now that I know there's a shortage, I've made a huge mistake.
If I were eating with you, I'd be disgusted.
Okay, you've consumed hundreds of meals with me.
I don't think I ever saw you dip.
Well, it happens.
Your food
quite
in
often.
Ranch.
Yeah.
Yes, I dip it in ranch. That's why Cranch does not disgust me.
Okay. Have you tried Cranch?
Should the restaurants be charging for the ketchup packets?
Or they have in the past.
Built in.
Should you
McDonald's?
Should you have to then like tell them how many ketchup packets you want?
Both.
On the app, instead of just everybody gets seven, throw them in the bag.
Both that happens. I've been to McDonald's where they charge you 10, maybe foreign McDonald's or something, where they charge you 10 cents a ketchup.
That's a lot for a ketchup.
Yeah, but 10 cents is nothing. What are you going to do with that dime in your pocket? Huck it on the ground.
Oh, 10 cents over time, Tyson. If you'd invested a penny 100 years ago, you'd have $1 million. I get so many of those ads everywhere about how to invest my money. And now I'm thinking like a dime, dude. That's a big loss, especially if we increase our life, our lifespan at 10 cents. I could go just skyrocket. Okay. But back to the ketchup, because this does deserve some attention. Tyson's right. I have been charged for ketchup packets, and I've noticed some restraint on the side of fast food restaurants when it comes to giving me packets of anything. Now they ask me, it used to be like a free for all. It was insane how much you would get. Now they're like, how many packets would you like? I get asked that quite often.
Hmm.
So I think they're learning very slowly.
Yeah. Do you think that people should start doing homebrew ketchups? Like, maybe that could be the next big business.
Bathtub ketchup.
Yeah. Get some tomatoes, get a jar.
It's not going to be as good as that ketchup they make with secret formulas. I just can't imagine it being as good.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Heinz. Heinz should put out their formula for the sake of all ketchup lovers so they can make it at home.
Make your own. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Two other things that have been affected by supply chain issues during the pandemic. One, makes sense. The other one, I think, is a little more interesting. Microchips. That's another thing that is cited in this article. So
microchips.
A lot of people, I guess, are, you know, building computers
themselves.
That makes sense. Also, grape nuts shortage.
What's a grape nut? What is a grape nut?
It's a very grainy cereal.
The cereal.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. There's a grape nut shortage. I'm like, what the heck is a grape nut? It might be a thing that I'm not aware of, but the cereal, I do know the cereal. Never eat it. Who cares about that? That shouldn't even make the news.
Yeah.
The chips, yes. The ketchup, yes. Grape nuts, who cares?
Yeah. I guess they're trying to stay regular. They need their grape nuts, and there was a big shortage.
The regular grape nuts or the grape nuts flakes?
Let's see. I'm not sure. Let me see which one it is. Why? Is there a difference?
Yeah, grape nuts flakes are delicious. Nuts, the standard grape nuts are.
Oh, while you look this up, Rob, let me take us to another story that you didn't have. And USA Please. Today did a cereal bracket. I don't know if anybody saw this. Guess who won the cereal bracket challenge?
Not Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Shrimp tails and all, which, by the way, going back to that story, that guy, he got Ken boned so hard.
Yeah, he got canceled so fast.
Yeah. He got Ken boned.
We knew this was going to happen. We knew at the point, like, oh, this is getting big. All right. This guy is going to be, they're going
to
going
regret this.
Guy. Yeah.
You don't but want Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And did we ever figure out whether or not those shrimp tails were real?
Doesn't even matter anymore.
Objection, Your Honor. This witness is not such a great guy. All right.
Yeah.
So who did Cinnamon Toast Crunch go up against in the finals? If you guys
grape
were to guess.
Nuts Fruity Flakes. Pebbles.
No, Fruit Loops.
Oh, that's terrible.
By the way, Grape Nuts didn't even make it out of the gate. It lost to Fruit Loops right at the beginning.
What about Fruity Pebbles?
I'm looking for Fruity Pebbles. It wasn't like an extensive list. I don't see it on here. Sorry, Tyson. Your favorite toxic cereal did not. Oh, wait. No. There it is. Oh, it actually made it pretty. What would that be? The final eight. What do
Elite
they call
eight.
That? The Elite Eight. Yeah. It made it to the Elite Eight.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So what happened with Grape Nuts and Grape Nut Flakes, both of them, that they were hard to come by and people were paying black market prices for boxes of Grape Nuts and Grape Nut Flakes. And so what the cereal maker, I believe General Mills, said that they were doing, they were going to be reimbursing their loyal customers who paid the overinflated prices. I'm wondering, is this Broga, Tyson? Is this fake news? Is this trying to people want our cereal so bad they paid crazy prices?
How are they going to also reimburse them? It's like, hey, I paid $6,500 for a box of your cereal, so I think the retail value of it is $2.50. You owe me $6,400.
I guess so. What they're saying is that a third party seller on Walmart listed a 4-pound box of Grape Nuts for $110.
And people bought it.
Amazon and eBay, they were also jacked up prices for Grape Nuts.
This is a sting operation by Grape Nuts.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try and find all these illegal resellers and crush them. So it's not about reimbursing you. It's just like, thank you for that information that will lead us to these people who are hoarding Grape Nuts, driving the prices up and selling it to you.
Well, let me ask you this. If you're buying the $100 box of Grape Nuts on Amazon, and you're opening that box, what do you think is in there? Is it Grape Nuts or is there something else? You think a brick? I'm thinking like it's something illegal. Is this a, like some type of
ketchup packets?
Yes.
Yeah, where it's like, okay, Danny, I need you to transport the ketchup packups, the ketchup packets from your kitchen job in Long John Silver's, but we can't get caught. And you're like, okay, just buy the $100 box, and there'll be three ketchup packets in there.
Or I wanted to transfer them. I'm like, what could I put them in that no one would ever open or care about? I'm like, grape nuts. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I had a whole truckload of grape nuts that got impounded, stolen, whatever. And now they're reselling that and people are going to open up and get ketchup instead of grape nuts. I don't know if they'd be disappointed.
Some will.
I also think that just the mere mention of the ketchup shortage is only going to...
Yes.
Amplify the issue, and you're going to see people in the local Kroger with, like, you know, four bottles of ketchup in the car, like, oh, I got to stock up. Big ketchup shortage.
Pushing children and old people out of the way.
What I'm saying is the toilet paper
packets for this.
And then there'll be an employee following the guys with the ketchup around. And then when they get to the checkout, they'll be like, this guy actually has four bottles of ketchup and there's a two bottle maximum. So there you go, everybody. Look at this guy. And I watched dudes like that with toilet paper. Mm-hmm. And this is it now, I guess. Grape nuts and ketchup.
And chips, microchips.
And microchips. Because, dude, I've been trying to get my hands on microchips for the longest time. But now I guess that the vaccine is out. Obviously, there's microchips going everywhere.
That's why there's a shortage, because of all of the ones that have gone into the vaccine. That's Tyson.
Yeah, but we don't want to spread misinformation. So we are just joking, guys. Yeah.
Okay, how about this? That we want more people to take the vaccine. What if we start telling people this ketchup in the vaccine?
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Or get a vaccine and you get a ketchup packet.
Yep. And a box
and
of grape nuts.
A bowl of grape nuts.
Well, and you get Krispy Kreme, too. So you can put that ketchup on a Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme's at a shortage, too?
No. They give you a donut if you get vaccinated.
Yeah, but Krispy Kreme used to give a donut to you no matter what.
Yeah. Well,
now they tied it to something else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. These guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We talk often about the bad airline passengers. Rarely, if almost never, do we ever explore bad airline pilots.
Wow. Now, twice in, 10 days, there's been stories about it?
Yes. Why? What was the last pilot that we talked about?
The pilot leaving San Francisco on Southwest that had a rant about San Francisco people. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Did we cover that story?
No, we didn't.
Yeah. There was a pilot that was like talking about that said that San Francisco was like the city of freaks and weirdos. Like, I didn't realize he was on the hot mic. Here's another Southwest pilot. I'm not sure if the previous one was at Southwest. Southwest pilot is being accused of indecent exposure, which came during a flight. This pilot was flying a plane from Philadelphia to Orlando. And then during the flight that he exposed his genitals in the cockpit.
Like, did he take him out to breathe, or what was he like?
Who was he exposing them to?
There's no discussion of the context.
All we know is his nuts were out, but we don't know where, who, or what.
Why?
Or why?
Yeah, or why.
Reported him as co-pilot?
So, again, the documents in this case did not indicate the circumstances and who might have witnessed the incident.
Come on, that's crazy. That's the only thing we care about.
Yeah.
Is what happened. You can't just throw something out there like this and not give us details.
Okay.
Probably a guy who was hearing stories about being a pilot in the 50s.
Yeah.
He's to do that.
Is there we used to do this all the time.
Valid reason that this pilot may have needed to expose genitals?
Change his clothes or
pee in a bottle. There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Small rodent attacked him.
A rodent?
There's a few.
Yeah.
Or a scorpion up the leg of his pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a scorpion. So. Tyson has he's familiar with that.
Yeah, I thought that, Your Honor, I thought that there was a scorpion in my underwear.
My pants. Yeah. Yeah. See, there's ways, but I still, we don't have enough information about any of this. Although, keeping in line with airline stories, somebody sent me a story that I remember the headline, but I don't remember. I don't have it with me. Entire family got on a plane. Somebody documented them. They said, this is my first flight in over a year. The entire family was cracking open hard-boiled eggs and eating them off.
There's nothing wrong with that. They brought their own food. They're being
No, this is all the things that are wrong with everything. When somebody's, and that's exactly it. It's like, the mom's like, we don't need to spend $20 on Pringles. I'm going to hard boil some eggs and put them in the fridge so the yolks are gray, and then we'll eat them on the flight in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, come on, guys. Just, I don't know. That's, it's just like, can you not, there's just common courtesy that some people just lack that little decency to even like fathom why that's inappropriate.
Yeah. They'll never learn, by the way. You can't teach those people.
This was a news story, or this was an anecdotal story?
This is a real story.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a real story. And it's, maybe you can Google it somewhere. Somebody just sent me the headline to it, and or maybe it was just on social media that somebody was documenting it.
Hey, but in fairness, gnarly. You know, $5 is one bag of chips or a dozen eggs for the whole family.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what I just said.
I'm saying too. But if you can afford a flight for your entire family, then you can afford to have eaten
but
before.
If you saved up 10 years for that flight. And you are pinching pennies, then you're taking hard-boiled eggs. Those are the type of people who fly with hard-boiled eggs. I have a little sympathy for people who bring their own food. And yes, the hard-boiled egg is disgusting.
Yeah.
But really, planes smell so bad anyway.
Yeah. I don't mind wearing the mask.
Not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
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 I'm sorry, Tyson. I'm not as outraged.
So you could say you're sitting in a middle seat, and the mom who's sitting on your one side cracks an egg, passes it in front of you to the kid on the other side of you, and they're just mowing down a delicious.
Yeah. I'd even help pass the eggs. I'd be like, oh, hey, here.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Are they getting eggshell everywhere?
Oh, for sure.
A little bit, yeah.
You can't peel an egg without shell everywhere. That's impossible.
Yeah. I would hope they had the courtesy to shell the egg at home.
Oh,
no,
that's
they
true.
Didn't.
They might have.
That's even grosser, to buy a bag of shelled hard-boiled eggs at the grocery store, pre-shelled hard-boiled eggs. That does exist. That's a thing. Yeah. Man, I don't know. Eggs have to be cooked on the spot. Scrambled is the only way that they can be cooked. And then you have to eat
look
them immediately.
Look at you.
Yeah,
look at you dictating how we must all eat our eggs. Yes, great leader. Please tell us how we should eat our eggs.
Tyson, did you have Easter
scrambled
eggs
only
in your house?
Yeah, and guess what I did?
Threw them all.
Well,
out.
We went to an Easter egg hunt. Real eggs, real hard-boiled eggs on an Easter egg hunt are garbage. No kid wants that. And the yolks are
that
gray and
true.
Disgusting looking.
That
and so
true.
What I did, all the real eggs that my kids found, I took them out of their basket and left them at the location of the egg hunt. Because I am not keeping that garbage at my house.
Wow.
Because it's stinky and it's gross to eat a hard-boiled egg. You can eat a hard-boiled egg, but it better be fresh out of the pot and hot.
I think I've got my April Fool's prank for next year. I'm working that out in my head. Is starting right now. Hard-boiled eggs and Tyson. That's all I've got so far.
Yeah,
that's enough.
You
to
get a thrill from the hard-boiled egg like you do from the bag of peanuts that you sit and
Rob. Or from the can, or from the candy that, like, if you're hunting for an Easter egg, would you rather have a plastic egg that could have money in it, a little toy, or candy, or a old hard-boiled egg
you got to throw in a hard-boiled egg every now and then so they can appreciate all the other things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why does that have to be an old hard-boiled egg?
Anything 5 minutes past its, the end of the boil, according to Tyson, is old. Right, Tyson?
Anything that's chilled. Yeah. People do it the night before, and then they chill them, and then they're really gross looking.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
How about mental some note. Ketchup on the hard boiled egg? Will that change anything?
Yeah, that'll make it worse.
Is mustard the right condiment for a hard boiled egg? You make like a deviled egg.
No, salt. Lots of salt and some pepper.
Okay. All right. Then how about this story? Okay. We talked a little bit about the shrimp tails in the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Danny, how about we've talked about Flamin' Hot Cheetos before. Do you still partake?
I've had to tone it down. Stomach cramps.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to say anus problems.
Yeah.
Not so much, but definitely the stomach cramp.
I bet Liz would tell us if you had anus problems.
Let's not ask her.
A Montana man recently found a bullet in his Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
That's the next step from a Flaming Cheeto to eating bullets. Seems like a natural progression. What else left is there to eat after the Flaming Hot Cheetos that will wreck you as much as those?
Yeah.
Warheads.
Maybe it's like the worm in the tequila, you know, it's like this thing that you put in there to make it seem extra dangerous, or the scorpion. Like, no, dude, every box or bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos has a bullet.
Both the bullet and the Flaming Hot Cheeto will put holes in your body and leave you in critical condition. That is true. Would you rather, Tyson, have a bullet in your Flaming Hot Cheetos or shrimp tails in your Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Bullet all day, every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's more of a danger if you somehow don't recognize that you're holding a bullet in your hand, but toss a whole handful in your mouth.
Oh, you would break your teeth. Yeah. That's
bite down on a bullet. Yeah. That's like a nightmare. Whereas the shrimp tails, you can at least, you know, crunch down on those and not suffer dental damage.
That's true. You might not even notice it.
Yeah.
By the way, we still don't know if those were shrimp tails.
We know they were shrimp tails. We still don't know who placed them in the bag.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much left unknown. Now that the story's about the guy, not the shrimp tails, we'll never know. But it's like, we don't really know what happened there. I mean, he was showing mice poo. He was kind of throwing everything at it. At least this guy who put the bullet in the bag kept it simple. Just a bullet. That's all he put in that flaming bag.
Oh, you think this could be like the old trick about like, waiter, there's a fly in my soup?
Well, whenever a story like this or the shrimp tails comes up, that's what you should assume.
Oh,
because
you think there's a copycat crime going on?
More it happens. How? How is a
from
bullet?
These big companies.
Where, you know, I'm going to look up to see where the Flaming Bag Cheetos factory is.
Well, the man's name
like,
is it in
Syria?
I mean, ammo is on a shortage
Montana.
Too.
Yeah, that's true.
The man's name is Bohorn Weasel.
So you're saying this isn't a real story?
It's actually a kid, a 6-year-old named Bohorn Weasel.
Oh, okay. What's his dad do? Is his dad in PR
or a comedian
or an influencer?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but this is where I got confused. Bohorn Weasel is the dad of the 6-year-old who found the bullet in the Cheetos.
Okay. Bullhorn?
Bo.
B-U-L. Bohorn.
Yeah.
From where?
Elmo, Montana.
Bohorn Weasel.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a name I would have a hard time believing anything.
Yeah.
Last name Weasel.
Danny, Bohorn Weasel says that he is not looking for any compensation. He just wants Frito-Lay to take a hard look so this doesn't ever happen again.
The compensation is the attention he's getting right now.
The bullet, which is ammunition's at an all-time high, and he's in Montana.
I mean, in Montana, of all places, where would someone have a bullet on hand to be someone there?
All right, so Bohorn Weasel, is he like a musician or something like that? What would he need the clout for? He's not looking for money.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked too far into
that. Isn't he Frank Zappa's kid? Bohorn Weasel sounds like the name of Frank Zappa.
The issue with Shrimp and Toast Crunch was that the guy was like a verified person on Twitter who had a podcast
was a comedian.
Yes.
Yeah. So Bohorn.
No, what is it? I got to look him up. What's this? Bullhorn or
Bo?
Bohorn. B-O-W horn. Mm. Bohorn.
Yeah.
Bohorn. Okay.
And then weasel is spelled like regular weasel.
Yeah.
What a name.
All the words are spelled exactly like Bo, horn, weasel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says a six-year-old boy, but yeah.
Should you give your six-year-old Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
If yeah, they want like them. Family services should definitely pay a visit to that house.
If my kids were like, just I want to try those, I would let them eat them.
My kids do eat them. My kids eat something far more disgusting.
Yeah. What?
They're called, no, taquito. No.
Oh, yeah. I know what they
tacos.
Are.
Tacos.
Tacos.
Takis. T-A-K-I-S.
Oh, my gosh. They're disgusting, and they burn your mouth. I'm sure they also probably cause blindness if you ate a whole bag. They are so disgusting, and my kids, for some reason, love them.
I've never had them.
Less dangerous, I'm sure, than Flaming Hot Cheetos.
And more delicious?
No. Not at all.
Less
but that's
delicious?
My opinion. Okay. Less delicious. So you get less deliciousness, but more pain. I don't understand. Yeah. It's not worth it to
I'll
me.
I'll try them. I guess I'll try them.
Okay. Interesting. So be on the lookout, Flaming Hot Cheetos. What were the customers? Could be some bullets.
More
I mean,
bullets.
What are the chances somebody just shot one bullet at the Flamin' Hot Cheetos factory?
Yeah, this story just makes no sense.
So was it a discharged bullet? So it was just the lead, or was it
looked like
the whole thing, powder and everything?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm asking, is that what it was? Powder.
Yeah. I am not a bullet ammunition expert. Yeah.
Does it have the casing and everything?
Okay, no, what? Tyson, it's just it's the bullet itself. Okay, so the top part, the copper
part. So it's been discharged.
Yeah, it looks like it actually has been shot.
Was it flattened or anything, or it was still
slightly
perfect
flattened?
Shape?
Just it's got a problem. It's not like it didn't strike an object super hard, but obviously has some damage.
Okay.
Okay. Interesting.
So two things is a coincidence. Three is a trend. Tyson, when we come back next week, will we have another, I found a blank in my blank.
Yeah. I found a ketchup packet in my grape nuts. In your what, Danny?
I don't know. That was the first thing that came to my head.
Get your head out of the gutter, bro.
All right. How are we doing? Danny, you want to go to the bolt hole?
We can go there.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and take a little trip to a magical place known as Danny's Bolt Hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes. So, you know, since the last time that we've been together on a podcast, so I have one of the other podcasts I do is called Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, where we spin a wheel and we have a bunch of different ideas on the wheel. And we talk about whatever comes up on the wheel. We ended up talking about a season 3, episode 7. Which we, whenever we talk about a random TV show, we watch season 3, episode 7. Season 3, episode 7 of The Muppet Show we just watched 2 weeks ago.
The Muppet Show.
The original Muppet Show.
The original Muppet Show, now on Disney Plus, hosted by Alice Cooper.
And rad.
Alice Cooper performed. He came up out of a casket and went right into Welcome to My Nightmare. I was tickled of like
such a great song, right?
Yeah. And it was like I heard the original version of the Muppet with the some Muppets in the background. Season 3, episode 7 of The Muppet Show. If you want to hear Alice
for the first time, you've heard that song for the first time, or have you heard Welcome to My Nightmare
before? I've heard you perform in karaoke, but I am not super familiar with the original. So it was wild to see Alice Cooper in concert performing.
In his peak, probably, too.
Yeah, I was talking about on that podcast about how that Alice Cooper, you know, I think has like sort of like an image of being sort of like, scary. Don't mess with him. But I don't think he's a very intimidating figure.
No, he's pretty small.
Yeah.
And he's pretty old now, too.
Yeah. Now he's old, older guy.
Definitely portly.
Portly.
Yeah.
I feel like he's always just very skinny.
Google him now. He takes a lot to get him in those leather pants, I'm sure.
He has like a pant pant crane, and then that like lubes up his legs and like hoists him with a bunch of levers, and then it's like slides him in and then dries the pants off so they'll shrink.
He actually lives out here somewhere in Arizona. He's he golfs like all day every day, supposedly.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, you would think that that's a lot of exercise.
That golfing? Is not a lot of exercise.
Yeah.
If you're driving
you
a cart
before?
And eating while driving a cart, it's no exercise at all. What, swinging a club once every 5 to 10 minutes? That's got to be at the bottom of the presidential's fitness list of things to do.
I've seen Alice Cooper in concert probably 2 or 3 times.
Wow.
Yeah. And the last time I saw him, it was in Salt Lake at Kingsbury Hall. And we saw him in concert. Then we left, and there was a crowd of like 10 people who were waiting by his bus to like get a glimpse of him or whatever. And we weren't going to be those people. So we walked to a restaurant, past that crowd, to the crowd of 10, to the restaurant, ate, walked back. This was like an hour later. He still hadn't come out, and the people were still standing there. And he walked out as we were passing, and people were like, Alice, get a picture. Can I have a picture? Can I have a picture? Autograph. There were 10 people there. Not a lot of people.
Cool.
Totally stonewalled him.
Oh.
Got onto the bus. As he was stepping on the bus, I said, hey, Alice, you're welcome for the money. And that's the only pause he took at that crowd. And he just stood for a second and then just like stepped onto the bus without even looking at people.
Oh.
And I was like, that's a bummer for those 10 people who stood there. At least I'm filled with pizza. So, yeah.
Alice Cooper is an avid golfer that, according to Wikipedia, the sport helped him play a major role in overcoming his addiction to alcohol. And in 2007, he had an autobiography called Alice Cooper, Golf Monster.
I don't know if that's good or bad. Golf Monster, the monster on the golf course,
you
in a good or a bad way.
He's like, oh, I'm going to scare you.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, like, oh, what's that thing in that golf cart? Oh, my gosh. It's a man with face paint, which anyone in public with face paint, steer clear. That's my word of advice for the day.
All right. Danny, what's in the ball hole?
Well,
wait.
Yeah?
Oh, what?
Breaking.
I want to say I like Alice Cooper, and everything I've seen of him is fine. But in that moment, he definitely did stonewall some fans. So who knows what kind of night he was having or how tired he was.
And that's why you're so good to your fans, Tyson, right? After that,
I try to be. I try my best to always be cordial and polite and grateful for fans when I bump into them. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that would be like a full circle moment if like you were appearing.
If Alice
somewhere.
Cooper was a fan and he came up to me and was like, I love you, Tyson. And I'm
Alice
like,
was like hey,
and
Tyson,
I face palm him. Yeah. Just face palm him right to the ground.
You're you're welcome for the money, Tyson.
So, yeah, that could be. Now I'm really going to have to try extra hard
in your
case.
Area. He's a pickleball fan.
But what if he disguises himself as somebody else just to test me, especially after listening to our podcast about him, you know?
He takes off his mask. Or would he just have more face paint and then wipe off that face paint and it's the Alice Cooper face paint?
Wow. Just like nonstop. Mm-hmm. Just like whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Yeah, he did wear face paint. I was remembering. I don't think he always wears face paint when he performs, but I think he did have face paint.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hornacek in the chat says, Alice Cooper, if you're in the chat, we all love you.
That's true. I do. I mean, I've seen him like...
I threw that out there as like a disclaimer.
I've seen him like 3 times in concert, and I...
You
love what he does.
By Alice Cooper later on today. Like, can you believe the nerve of this guy?
No, that doesn't matter to me if I get dragged by him. It wasn't a big deal. I mostly did it out of humor and sympathy for the 10 people who waited an hour and a half for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. Danny, what's in the bolt hole today?
Oh,
I like to imagine now that Danny like comes out of the casket like Alice Cooper in that Muppets episode.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that.
Season 3, episode 7 on Disney Plus. Yes.
Okay, guys, are you ready? I've got some shiny, sparkly things in my bolt hole.
Yes,
wait.
What you got?
Dion Branch Glove just gave us $5 and said, hey, Tyson, you're welcome for the money.
There you go.
So, thank you. Full circle.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Tyson, now you can carry on.
You ready?
I think so.
Diamond sales are down, which, by the way, is a good thing. Diamonds are
stupid. Not for
unless
me.
They're used for cutting or technology. Diamonds are really dumb.
So you're saying that my wife's wedding ring is now depreciating?
Yes. Yeah, it's really. You're actually, if diamond sales are, definitely depreciating, and it's a stupid thing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, don't get me started on diamonds. They're so dumb.
Okay, so where's this going, Danny?
Other shiny, reflective things have been steadily climbing in value and popularity. Can you guess?
Another sparkly
ruby.
I wonder if it's not a jewel. I wonder if it's something completely
Bitcoin.
Crystals. 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 Healing crystals, guys, are taking off in the pandemic. You guys have
Tyson
a good
and I
friend.
I talk about crystals a lot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, crystals are, I think that they were kind of like there in the background, and now they're kind of coming to the forefront. And this article in Washington Post talks about all the celebrities who are using crystals. Katy Perry claims her rose quartz helps her attract men. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the money or the fame or all the other things.
Wasn't what I thought you were going to say.
No. But what I'm saying is lots of people, and we know that our favorite snake oil salesman, Gwyneth Paltrow, she's big into crystals.
Mm-hmm.
She sells what she calls a medicine bag that provides crystals that encourage clarity, creativity, and emotional strength. By the way, before I go any further, let me say that crystals do look cool. So if you're someone who likes crystals, I don't want to totally dog all over you. I have things in my house that, I mean, they don't offer any healing, but I put up on shelves and stuff that are just as cool as a crystal, I guess. And by the way, when I drive sometimes up to Park City, I see this hillside that when they made the road, they knocked out this hillside or they knocked out this hill, created a hillside. And there's people digging holes into the hillside right there on the side of this highway. And I can only assume that with the value of crystals going up, these people are mining crystals because that's the only thing I can think of. They're not digging homes.
Yeah.
You know, it hasn't gotten that bad, but there's always people up there digging away at the hillside, creating little mines, mining crystals. Crystals are exploding during the...
Yeah.
And you know for certain that they are... mining crystals.
I don't know for certain. That's just been my assumption. I've never wanted to stop because I'm going 65.
Yeah.
And I've got somewhere to be.
Uh-huh.
But I've always assumed it's never the same people. It's always different cars, all sorts of ages. It doesn't matter. They're just digging holes into this, always in the same spot. I think it's a crystal hot spot. They found crystals there.
Yep.
So, yeah. Robbie, you're going to say something?
No, this was like right before the pandemic, probably around like Christmas 2019. One of the worst like 15, 20 minute spans of my life was that I had gone to the mall with my wife who said, oh, there's a crystal store here in the mall. And she went in there and the woman in the store was showing her, oh, and this does this and this does this. So I was like, oh, my God, what is she going to come out with? What is she going to do? And it was really just a gut-wrenching experience for me.
My daughters find crystals in our landscaping rock almost every day and then bring them inside.
Okay,
and
that's fine.
Put them on display, and I'm wondering now if I should start selling them.
My kids spent hours. I can't get them to do any work in the house, but they spent hours like a year or two ago chipping away at the rocks, holding up the backyard, claiming to have mined crystals out of them, then set up a table on the street selling their crystals for $5. So they were ahead of the curve. They could have just stuck with it. They'd be making bank right now.
Yeah.
Also, I don't want to completely, you know what? We all have things that we claim bring us luck. We all have these, we attach mythical properties to random objects. So I can kind of understand that, but when it comes to crystals, it's just something about it that fascinates me, and it's not just how shiny and crystally, it's just like from a humor standpoint, I also can't help but just I find it fascinating. Like if you told me you had a lucky pair of socks you wore at every game playing baseball or basketball, I wouldn't find that nearly as hilarious as like crystals. I can't explain why. What's the difference? Both are claiming to have secret special powers, but for some reason, whenever I see a story about crystals, I have to read it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another one, just saying they're blowing up.
Yeah.
People are moving to crystals, moving away from God, moving to crystals. It's like the big, it's a big trend out there when you're looking for special healing powers. So
I agree.
Get some, resell them,
get some,
hold them with
crystals.
Your ketchup packets. Yeah. Okay. Put them away in a safety deposit box with your ketchup packets. Some of the other things I know you're clinging to, Tyson, wait a couple of years. And why don't you just text me and Rob when it's time to sell? Cause we're not really in touch.
Yeah, no, I'll
as
definitely,
well as you are.
Yeah. I'm
so
definitely
you just let
money
us
guy.
Know. Yeah.
Jessica says, I don't look like I didn't have my coffee today. I in fact had two coffees, but this is my theory. No, it did take. I feel like I've been fairly entertaining today.
Yeah.
I set up my camera different. So it's at eye level here, but my computer screen is down here. So I'm looking down the whole time. So it looks like my eyes are like half open, but it's really me looking at the screen. So I can see your faces when, if I look at the camera, like now, it's probably looks like I'm more awake.
You got to put the computer up on something higher now.
But then it'll block the camera.
It's a fine line.
Let me see.
Got to find the thing that maybe surround yourself with some crystals.
Mm-hmm. So like right
wake
there.
Wake you up and
that's better,
light your
huh?
face up.
Okay. That's better.
Yeah.
You think that's better? Because that's where my computer's at and I'm looking at the screen.
Do you normally have two cups of coffee?
One or two. Mm-hmm. Why? How many do you have?
I have one in the morning and then I have one later.
Okay.
I had
two
like
today because I usually try to have one here while we're doing this just because it's something to do and it's, you know, just adds to my morning. It's like the routine. So yeah.
You know what? Here at the end of the article, the very last paragraph
has
a great quote. It says, and finally, while our suitcases gather dust, crystals allow us to travel. Galvez describes crystals as a passport to a higher spiritual plane. It made me think that we often in movies and stuff, we do use crystals as like, dude, put the crystal in the power slot. And it's like the crystal that powers the ship to go into warp speed. So
lithium crystals.
Yeah, it's always like crystals. You know, and we'll probably be mining crystals like the salt mine, the salt crystals, you know. So crystals are everywhere, not just at those high-end shops that you see, like probably in cities. But they're out there powering spaceships.
Funny until your wife comes home with a basket of them. That's really
huge, expensive.
Or
ones,
until you find out that they actually do power spaceships. Yep. And then it's like, that's why we're being taken over.
I'm going to buy some crystals, but only
by the way, you don't want crystals in your house when the aliens come and kick down your door. Looking for crystals to power their spaceship. That's the worst possible thing you could have in your house.
That is true. Guys, Dion Branch Glove said, I thought Tyson chugged water every morning. I do chug water. The first thing I do is I get up, I chug a huge glass of water.
Yes.
First, before I even am allowed to start my coffee, I chug a huge glass of water. It's probably a 32-ounce glass of water.
Whoa. All at once?
If I can,
What's the temperature?
Dang. Gotta be warmish.
Like roomish,
Yeah.
And then I chug that, and then I can have my coffee. But I always do start with a huge glass of water. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Before anything else.
Okay. Coffee on an empty stomach, or you eat something first?
No, I usually don't have breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some say it's the most important meal of the day. I say it's maybe the most delicious meal of the day, but I usually skip it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's just me. I'm not hungry in the mornings when I wake up.
Danny, anything else?
That's it.
All right.
Have a good week.
Yeah. We're back, baby.
We're back.
We are back after a weird, weird thing that happened last Tuesday. We're back.
Yes. Okay.
Finding our feet once again.
Yeah. You have any adventures coming up this week, Danny?
Yeah, I've got a brutal one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let me guess. You're going to be doing some spelunking into a cave, an ice cave, that then you're going to ski down. Then it pops out into the ocean. You drop off, pull the chute into the ocean as a pontoon zooms past. You land in it while it's moving. And then...
That does sound great.
Is that it?
I mean, some elements will be involved.
Probably one element.
Of your story.
Skiing.
Yeah, because right now you can't climb a mountain without skis. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll be out there, blood, sweat, and tears for the fans.
Yeah,
are you,
for the fans.
Are you on the helicopter?
Nope. Just driving, sleeping in a car, old school.
Ew.
No helicopter.
By yourself?
No private jet. No, I think I've got Christoph to go with me, your arch nemesis that you've never met.
Christoph. He follows me on Instagram, but I think I refuse to follow
him. You block him?
Yeah. Wow. He still doesn't understand why. Like, why? Why doesn't Tyson like? Is it really just the name? You're just an anti-Christophite?
I'm not anti-Christoph. I'm anti-Christoph in the United States because nobody...
Okay.
That's like... Max being like, my real name is actually Maximus. Please refer to me as Maximus at all times. That's
worse though. That's like, that sounds like Roman emperor.
Sure. Yeah. Christoph, so. Though, like go by Chris or Christopher. But if he's from European origin, then I fully get it. Christoph is Christopher.
Well, I'll tell him. I'll repeat all these concerns.
You already, I think we already went over all of this.
Send him a hard
No, I know all this. Tyson. I'm just telling you that I'm going to tell him again, hey, look, Tyson wants you to change your name.
Okay.
He actually demands that it be done.
Maximus's mom in the chat says, my son's name is Maximus. Do you demand that people call him Maximus or do you call him Max? That's what we need to find out. And that's,
we'll find out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say. You can call him whatever he wants to be called.
On the next Brew Bros.
Oh, yeah. Join us, the Brew Bros, as we park at the top of a parking lot and sit on the hoods of our cars and share
Hanging
stories
out.
About the brew.
We have a lot of Brew Bros in the... And by the way, Brew Bros can be either gender or non-binary or whatever. It's just the club.
It's just the alliteration.
The alliteration of Brew Bros. And so we can have a Brew Bros. Do you have a Subaru yet, Rob?
No, not yet. I didn't know that was a thing we were doing until this podcast. But I'm currently going to sell my car and then we'll...
Yes, please do. Let us know when you get sold.
Okay. And I was going to trade mine in and get something else, but I'll keep the brew for the boys.
Nicole, you want a Subaru?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? So got one of the highest resale values of any manufacturer and highest safety ratings. Mm-hmm. And they look real cool.
Okay. I'll see if I can talk her into
it. Pitch.
Okay. All right. Tyson, what's next for you? Besides finding out how much did your mother-in-law pay for to reacquire the Hutch?
That's the number one thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to Houston this weekend for a pickleball camp. Never stop playing pickleball camps. I'll be there Saturday, Sunday, and on Saturday afternoon after the camp, you can come meet and play pickleball with me, regardless of your pickleball experience. And
but if you stink, are you just going to destroy people?
No,
yeah,
I'm going to
make sure that you crush them.
And I have a top secret for the podcast.
Always
listeners,
top secret.
Boston Rob is coming to play pickleball with me too in Houston.
Wow.
I have not been advertising that on social media. It's going to be a surprise, but I think you're here for the fans here. He's getting in the game.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
you're going to want to take a crowbar and kneecap him because he's got potential to become the biggest pickleball influencer out there.
But not the most talented.
He's going to get on
the most talented.
Yeah. Why not? He might just like take this up and push Tyson out.
I'm pretty good at pickleball and I'm pretty good at what I do. So, so that's coming up and, hopefully we'll see some of you guys in Houston on Saturday afternoon at 3:00. You can download the Pickle Play app, which is where I'm advertising everything. It's free. Friend me. Then I can chit chat all things pickleball.
Okay.
So,
be on the lookout for that. And then, of course, News AF back next Tuesday to talk some more about everything that's going on. Find out if there's another thing in a thing that's not supposed to be there. We'll see if that's going to be a continuation of 2021.
Unless it's never something positive. Yeah. It's never like, I bought some ketchup and you know what was inside?
Meteorite.
Crystals. Yep. A bunch of crystals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, that we've got a lot going on here on Rob Has a Podcast. Our Survivor all-time season rankings countdown continues. Last week, we talked about the 28th best season, Survivor Fiji. Tomorrow, I'll talk about the 27th best season, Survivor Guatemala. So be on the lookout for that. Yes, yeah, still no Tyson.
No Tyson. Countdown. Yeah. Has anybody else who has played four times had not had any of their seasons come up yet?
I'd have to name the four-time player. Ozzy, we've already talked about Survivor. Two of Ozzy's seasons, Survivor South Pacific and Game Changers.
Okay, so Ozzy's already
been
talked about.
There's some people, Tyson, that we're done with. There are three-time players, and we're done with them.
Yeah. Suri?
Suri, we've only seen Suri in Game Changers.
Okay. But still one.
Like Andrea, for instance, we're done with her. We've already covered all three of her seasons.
Wow. What about Parv?
Parvati has not appeared yet.
Okay. Who else?
I mean, Rob, we've talked about.
Rupert?
Rob, we talked about already. Redemption Island was the 39th best season.
Yep.
Rupert. I'm trying to think. Have we seen Rupert yet? I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, those are my nemesis currently then.
Yeah. So, okay. But still no Tyson. And I don't think on the horizon either.
Hopefully not. But you never know how the tides could change.
I talked about 90 Day Fiance. Yes. I've been following 90 Day Fiance this season. And I was so pissed after this weekend's 90 Day Fiance that they stretched and stretched. And then they did like a special about the birth of a baby. I was irate. If you want to hear some good Rob rants, check out this week's 90 Day Fiance podcast.
Okay, I will.
Just fired up. Talked about Big Brother Canada last night as well. And then coming off of the News AF, Wives of News AF special, the First Lady of Podcasting, Nicole Sestrina, will join me for the 200th edition of our Patron 5 for 5 podcast. That's the weekly podcast I do for the patrons with Nicole. That she is going to be joining me for the 200th episode of that tonight. Started in
incredible
2016, 200 episodes in the books of the Patron 5 for 5.
Dude, that is crazy. Congratulations. I have to pee so bad.
Yes.
That I'm just going to say it right now. We did it, guys.
Take care. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.